day did you sleep in on?
Tuesday.
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nath catch-up.
G'day, everybody. Welcome to the podcast, day two of the old national show, Jim.
Yeah, they've, I was going to say they've asked us back. They haven't. That would be a lie. We're just still here.
Oh, we're still here. They haven't just, they haven't asked us to stop.
That's right. That's, yeah, that's the mentality. They haven't asked us to stop.
Yeah, which is always a good sign, you know.
It also could potentially mean no one's listening.
No, people are listening. That's what I'm telling myself.
It was weird we did another show and no one called. Didn't you find that odd?
Yeah, that was strange.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because people
busy.
Because people are enjoying it so much. Because if you call, you can't be listening.
You're so right.
You know what I mean?
You are. You're so right.
So people are just participating in their cars, aren't they, Producer Grace?
They are. And some are calling. I'm just not putting them through. No, that's a joke.
So if you haven't been able to get through, it's Grace's fault.
Yeah. No, we've had some great callers.
Mm. No, it's been good.
Someone, I didn't tell you this. I was out last Friday night. And someone came up to me and they were talking about the show and they tried to call up for something. I can't remember what it was, but they were like, oh, I had a cracking story. I couldn't get through. The girl outside wouldn't let me through.
The girl outside, she's the worst.
Yeah, she's the worst. Mm. And then I was like, oh, sorry about that, mate. Anyway, we kept chatting and he's just saying how he's a big fan of the show and big fan of Producer Grace. And I really do think, Grace, that people don't know that you are the girl outside.
No, people think that they go to a girl outside, then they go to Grace, then they go to us.
Yeah, I think there is a little bit of people being like, I don't know, because some people know and some people speak to me as, hey, Grace, I wanted to chat to the boys about this. And then there are some people that are like, is this Grace? And then there are some people that ask me to pass on messages to Grace. And I'm like, yeah, I'll let her know.
Do you put on a different voice when you're out on the phones? Give us your phone voice. So it's right, ringing cool. And then hang on, ready?
Ring, ring.
Hello, Jimmy and Nath. Oh, no, I stuffed it up.
Oh, okay.
Oh no. A different thing.
Can you pass
me
through to Grace, please?
To the national show than I normally do. So,
what are you saying?
I'm saying, hello, Jimmy and Nath. Who have we got this morning?
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's good.
Like a receptionist.
Yeah. Hello, okay. Jimmy and Nath. Who have we got this morning?
Yeah, go, mate. Can you pass me through to Grace? Jim, Producer Grace, astrologists have come out and said that the perfect way to find your perfect Christmas drink is by simply using your star sign. It's never too early.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, you know, it's that time of year.
They have used the common characteristics of star signs, and that's a loud drink, and matched them with drinks based on what they know about people's tastes.
Can you not crack a beer in the mic, mate? Sorry, we're just trying to do a radio show.
Sorry, I'll keep it away from the mic. Hang on.
Yeah. No,
don't. I need one for Grace. You know what I mean? You're welcome.
Thanks. Bit early for me, but
Grace,
thanks.
Keep it away from the microphone.
Sorry.
So what I've done is, guys, I know what your star signs are. So
no,
I've,
you don't. You had to ask us both yesterday.
Now I know after asking.
Don't lie on the radio, mate. Yesterday we were sitting in the office and Nath goes, what are your star signs?
Actually, I'm pretty sure I remembered yours, Producer Grace.
Yeah, because I talk about being a Sagittarius all the time.
Yeah, so it was easy to remember.
And then you had a little fun little rhyme, but yeah.
Yeah, we can't say that, even after a few beers. all right, so we'll start with you, Grace. You're a Sagittarius.
Mm-hmm.
So based on your star sign, apparently your perfect Christmas drink is a sherry.
Absolutely not.
A sherry, because...
I don't even know what a sherry is.
Neither do
it's
I.
It's like a
sherry?
Dessert wine, isn't
Football?
It?
It's a Sharon football. Yeah.
Sharon. It's football, yeah.
No, it's not football. A Sagittarius is adventurous, hilarious, and full of stories. What better drink to accompany their Christmas dinners than with a big glass of sherry? Grace?
It's a fortified wine.
Fortified wine.
Like a port.
Yeah, okay. Not for you?
No.
No, not quite for you. Okay.
Christmassy, but no.
Okay. Jim, you're a Libra.
The old scales.
Apparently, you are. Your Christmas drink is a Sauv Blanc.
Oh.
A Sauv Blanc.
I thought these were going to be cocktails.
No.
I thought they were going to be beers.
Well, you both thought wrong.
What are they? Just wines?
No, drinks. Different drinks.
Well, yeah. What are some of the other drinks?
Well,
is it beer? Is beer on there?
Beer is on there. I'm a Taurus. Mine is Bailey's.
Oh, can we swap?
No.
who gets beer? Is there one star sign
I'm
that
assuming
gets beer?
There is one that gets beer. Cranberry Mimosa, if you're an Aries.
How did Grace and I get stuck with Sauv Blanc and...
Oh, just your personality trait.
Star signs.
No, yeah. I read out your star sign. It says you're adventurous.
Exactly.
Jim, it says, as a connoisseur in everything you do, a Libra will know that white wine matches most foods perfectly.
Yeah, I do know that, and I know that it's boring, and I don't want it.
Something boring goes with everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, here we go.
You know what's great with like anything for dessert? Vanilla ice cream. And you know what's boring? Vanilla ice cream.
But if you're a Scorpio, espresso martini is your drink.
Oh, my mum's a Scorpio.
Yeah. Tia Maria, if you're an Aquarius. Snowball cocktail if you're a Pisces.
How did, honestly, Grace, I think we've got stuck with the worst two. Boring.
Yeah, you do have the worst.
And we're some of the least boring people in the world.
Have you been not according to this article, guys.
After a few drinks, I am fun. I'm a great time.
After a few Sav Blancs.
A few Savvy Bees and I'm anyone.
Had a vanilla ice cream. All right, 13 1060. Jump on the phones right now. Australia, what is your star sign? Because what we're going to do is we're going to give you your perfect Christmas drink according to this list. I know producer Grace aren't, and Jim, you guys aren't stuck with your Christmas drinks.
I'm off it. I don't think this is true.
No, by the sounds of it, it sounds like everything's better. So if you're listening to this show, don't call if you're a Libran or a Sagittarius, because Savvy B and Buddy Sherry, that's awful.
Jim, we just asked the question, 13 1060, what is your star sign? Because we're going to give you your perfect Christmas drink. Apparently, your star sign tells you everything you need to know about what you should be drinking on Christmas, except if you're producer Grace or Jimmy, because, Jim, we found out you're a Libra. Sav Blanc was your drink of choice, which, not for you.
No, 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 no. And I thought maybe they were just all boring things like, you know, Savvy B or, you know, Pinot Noir, like wines. Then you started naming all these fun drinks and I went, how did I get stuck with the Savvy B?
Producer Grace also not happy. She's a Sagittarius. She had a sherry, which she despises. No, also not for her.
Sherry, for me, yeah, no, it's not a...
It's like an old person's drink, really,
really
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it really is. My grandma used to love sherries.
Let's go to Ailish from Tasmania. Hey, Ailish, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
We're going all right, Ailish. What is your star sign? I'm going to tell you what your perfect Christmas drink is.
I'm right on the cusp, mm-hmm. but I was born an Aquarian.
Okay, you're an Aquarius. All right. Now, I want you to know, Ailish, that this isn't me that put this together. So if you don't like it, don't take it out of me, all right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
As long as it's better than sherry.
What about Savvy B? Ailish, you'll have a Savvy B?
I'd rather a Pinot Grigio, but, you know, all right,
it's not what's on here. Because as an Aquarius, your Christmas drink of choice is a Tia Maria.
Yes, I heard that, and I would be okay with that.
Okay.
Put it in a few cocktails.
Well, because it says this Christmas, and especially with the year we've had, and Aquarians will be looking for something a little bit different to drink. You're not quite conventional, and you like to embrace uniqueness. Does that sound like you, Ailish?
Sure, why not?
There you go. Have a few Tia Marias this Christmas, mate. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, this is right. You put it in a cocktail. Yeah.
It's still not a Sav Blanc, though, is it?
Yeah. Savvy B is such a boring... I'm not drinking Savvy B on Christmas.
Michelle from New South Wales, Central Coast. Mish, what star sign are you?
I'm Aries.
You're an Aries. Okay. Do you enjoy a drink on Christmas?
Yeah, I don't mind.
Okay. Well, do you enjoy a cranberry mimosa?
A hooah?
Because it says here,
a cranberry mimosa.
As an Aries, you should enjoy a cranberry mimosa because you're bold and ambitious. So the kick of champagne and cranberry juice will surely satisfy you. What do you reckon? Champagne and cranberry juice together, Mish?
Well, I like champagne, but yeah, sure, I'll try it.
And some cranberry juice in there as well. Look at this, mate. People are happy.
So it was the cranberry juice instead of the orange juice.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Doesn't cranberry juice help at you? Metabolism?
Stop. I don't know why people go, it's just a delicious drink.
Yeah, so it doesn't. Okay. I just want Michelle to be careful.
Yeah,
she's had a bit
of business. Let Michelle be happy for her drink without going.
All right, Blake from Tasmania. Blake, what's your star sign?
Oh, a Pisces.
You're a Pisces, mate. You enjoy a drink on Chrissy?
Certainly do. Well earned this year, I feel.
Oh, absolutely, mate.
Well, Blakey, if there's one person that's deserved it, it's you, mate.
Well, Blake, you should be enjoying this Christmas a snowball cocktail.
I don't know what it is, but it sounds amazing. It definitely sounds better than a Sav Blanc.
Yeah.
Blake, I've got no idea what it is. You can just give me 10 of them.
I'm just looking at the snowball cocktail. There's actually there's no explanation of what's in the snowball cocktail.
I'll Google it.
It just says, a Pisces should embrace their kind and creative nature by enjoying a snowball cocktail on Christmas Day, but it doesn't actually tell me what a snowball cocktail is.
All right, I've clicked on something here. Snowball cocktail.
What do you got for Blake?
And it's got... Advocat in it?
Advocat.
The Dutch alcoholic drink.
Are you into your Advocat, Blakey?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, there you go.
For sure.
I love
apparently, Blakey, it's Nigella Lawson's favourite cocktail.
Oh, there you go, Blake.
Cocktail.
Nigella's favourite. What do you think about that?
Well, it must be pretty good.
Must be. She's a
chef.
Again,
Blakey, you're right, mate. Anything's better than Savvy B.
All right, Alison, wrap things up for us. Alison from Wagga, what is your star sign?
A Leo.
You are a Leo, and you enjoy Christmas drink, Alison?
Every day.
Do you enjoy...
I like Alison.
Love more Easter. Yeah. Alison, do you enjoy a limoncello?
Oh, Oh, no. I was hoping you were going to say espresso martini.
Yeah. It's not that.
Hey, Alison.
Yes?
Do you like an espresso martini?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, you can't have one. It's not your star sign. Sorry. There you go, mate. Just make it people's
Christmases. Just drink what you want makes you happy.
No, go and see this article on the Daily Mail and find out what
the Daily Mail now really regrets doing it.
Producer Grace is in the studio. Jim, I need to make an apology. I do need to make an apology.
You
and
do.
I think you also need to make an apology.
Perfect.
All right, it's just me making an apology. Yesterday we played Jimmy's Verse Game. Now, Jim, can you explain Jimmy's Verse Game to people who don't know what it is?
Look, the first thing I would do is encourage people to head to our Instagram, if you haven't already, at Jimmy and Nath, because there is footage of yesterday's Verse Game on our Instagram story. Have a look at it. Now, listen to us first. Listen, don't go yet, but go soon. But how the game works is I just read out some lyrics of a verse, and then, Nath, you are up against Producer Grace. Your name's your buzzers, and whoever buzzes in first and are correct, they win.
Absolutely. Notice the fact that whoever buzzes in first gets to answer first. Now, unfortunately, yesterday, this happened.
I don't
Grace.
Want...
Grace?
No, I buzzed in, but you didn't hear me on the microphone. I buzzed in really quickly.
I don't even have a comment.
Is it?
No.
Was it be,
Jimmy?
Is it, I don't want a lot for Christmas.
No.
Would it be All I Want for Christmas, Mariah Carey?
It certainly is.
Oh, he's done it! He's done it!
I can't believe it.
Oh, out of nowhere, he's crossed the finish line.
Wow.
You
didn't buzz in.
Wow.
You didn't hear him. It was very, it was like,
no, I did it quietly.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to yell.
Now, I've decided to turn over a leaf because I believe you need to be gracious in defeat and also gracious in victory. Producer Grace, I want to apologise because you may not have known
you
this.
Cheated?
I didn't cheat.
You...
No,
okay.
Because Jimmy was in charge.
Yeah, you. Jimmy no enabled cheated. You to cheat.
Look, I'll tell you what's going on here. We had a few messages yesterday, and we're filling in all over this beautiful country of ours, Australia. Usually, you know, we're calling Tassie home in Little Hobart. It wasn't the first time we played a version of this game. We played it a week earlier, and Grace mopped the floor with you, Nath, 3-0, right?
Yep.
It was pretty boring.
Yeah.
She cleaned up with you.
It is boring when she gets it so well. Like, she gets it off one word. That's how good she's at this game.
And one of my favourite things, we love Producer Grace. We're going to mention a bit later in the show. We filmed a new video, Christmas video. She's in it. Again, you can check that out on our Instagram as well, at Jimmy Nath. But no, I really, Grace, I'm about good radio. And winding you up is one of the greatest things. I love you. You know that. You know how much I love you. But, oh, and you got to go see the video. On our story, your face... That's why we do it. Last time we did it, you won 3-0 and you were like, yeah, I won.
And it's boring. Like, oh,
it was boring.
I mean? It's boring.
My sister did message me. She was like, I can feel your blood boiling in that video. I got another message from a guy called Lockie Plummer and he said, look, you don't know me, but you got stitched up there.
And I want everyone to listen to the show. 100% aware I did that. I just, Grace bites really hard.
Yeah.
And it's
well,
just
Grace.
Fun. And you're going to see, the other thing, the great thing about Grace is her facial expressions.
Absolutely.
I edited this video together. There's probably a good 15, 30 seconds where Nathan and I are speaking, but the camera, I didn't cut away from Grace just because her mouth, I've never seen a human's mouth open so far in shock and anger.
Grace, I guess what I'm trying to say from the bottom of my heart, how good was my win, guys?
This is Summer Breakfast with Jimmy and Nath.
Nath, yesterday on the show, we're just chatting about how we're filling in for 3 weeks. Originally, we're going to have some time off. Now we're broadcasting all over Australia. We're loving it. It's a bit of fun, but we've got a bit of time in our hands. You know, we've got Christmas, New Year's. But otherwise, I mean, yesterday, the three of us were just, you know, putting our feet up,
These are kind of nothing days. You know, moving into Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and New Year's. There's all these weird days in between.
So we thought we had a bit of time so we could put our powers together, you, me, Producer Grace, to try and get a big fish. I want to land a big fish on the show.
Yeah.
We've had plenty of guests on the show, but I want a big fish. Now, I put it on our Instagram. We put it on the phones yesterday at the end of the show, just asking, who do you think we should try and get on? Now, we've narrowed it down to a top three.
Yeah, top three people. These were the people with the most votes that the people wanted us to get on the show.
Yeah, these names came up the most. I'm not going to lie. One of them really surprised me. I really didn't get.
Yeah, there was one I was like, oh, really?
And it kept coming in. And the other two, we'll go through them now, but they sort of make sense.
Mm.
So, mate, I'll let you pick. We'll go through them one at a time. We'll chat about them.
Okay.
So who do you want to talk about first?
Here's the first person the people of Australia wanted to get on the show over the next 3 weeks.
What's up? This is Beyonce.
Big fish? Definitely.
Yeah. We mentioned this yesterday. Beyonce is probably one of the biggest artists in the world,
probably the biggest in the world, I would say.
So that made a lot of sense. Beyonce makes a lot of sense.
Well, you go straight to the top, really, don't you?
Yeah, well, we say, hey, who do you want? Everyone goes, Beyonce.
Yeah.
So that made a lot of sense to
Queen
me. B. Number two,
I'm Zac Efron.
Understand that too, because he's in Australia at the moment, Zac Efron.
And that was something you mentioned on the show. You were saying we should potentially go after a big celebrity, but also a big celebrity in Australia.
With a little bit of achievability, potentially. You know, I mean, at least we know where he is. He's in the country.
He's in the country. I believe he might be in Adelaide, or he was there. He is there.
I'm just going to go within the country.
Yeah, okay. So he's here at the moment. And the other thing is, you wanted someone that everyone else hadn't got, and no one's been able
to get that. No, and there's so much about him. He's filming stuff. He's got a new Australian girlfriend. Like, there's so much going on. Bought a new place, I believe.
Now, the third one I'm a little confused about.
Yeah.
This is our third celebrity.
G'day. I'm Russell Coit.
Russell Coit.
Now,
I mean, I get it.
Not Glenn Robbins, who plays Russell. Russell Coit is I don't want to spoil it, but Russell Coit is a character.
A fictional character.
Yeah. Now, I love all Aussie adventures. It's time to hit the road.
Yeah.
But I was surprised by the amount of people that kept DMing us Russell Coit.
Yeah. G'day. I'm Russell Coit.
All right, Russell. That's enough, mate.
Yeah, sorry, mate. So that's our top three. We have Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
We have Zac Efron and Russell Coit.
Yeah, they're the top big three. Okay.
So what we want to do now on 131060 is we want to narrow it down. We're not going to make a decision on today's show, but we want to get a better feeling between these three.
We need some help. What the people of Australia want. Do they want Beyonce on the show? Do they want Zac Efron? Do they want Russell Coit? Now, we can't promise we're absolutely going to get this person on, but we will try. We will try our hardest over these next 3 weeks to get these people on your radio.
I definitely want to land a big fish.
Yeah.
And I want to land the fish that you want. There's no point in me landing a yellow belly when you want some blue-eyed Travella.
Oh, mate, you took the words out of my mouth.
Isn't that right, Producer Grace? Give us your favourite fish.
It's like going for a leather jacket when you want a sunfish.
Sunfish?
They're those big disc ones.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you can eat them or not.
Yeah, but it's not to eat.
Sometimes you just want to catch them, chat them, kiss them on the lips, throw them back.
Yeah, we're not eating Zac Efron or Beyonce. We're just talking to them. All right.
If you're going to see Grace's face, then
131060, jump on the phones right now. Australia, we need you to help us. Who should we get on the show? Zac Efron? Beyonce?
Try and get. We've got to be really careful here.
Yeah, who should we try? Yeah, we can't promise.
No.
Who should we try and get on the show? Should it be Zac Efron? Should it be Beyonce? Should it be Glenn Robbins?
Yeah, but on the show yesterday, Nath, we just asked 131060, who do you think we should try and get in the show?
Yeah.
We also put it up on our Instagram at Jimmy and Nath. We had a lot of replies, but there were three celebrities that stood out for us. The first one was Beyonce.
What's up? This is Beyonce.
Makes a lot of sense.
Probably the biggest fish.
Yeah, I'd argue she probably is the biggest or one of the biggest celebrities in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely the greatest female singer, in my opinion.
Definitely shooting for the stars there.
Second, you said a big celebrity that is in Australia and people went with this bloke.
I'm Zac Efron.
Yeah, understandable.
Yeah.
Good looking rooster too.
Great looking rooster. A lot of people got a crush on him, including our very own producer, Grace.
Just bought a house in Byron Bay, I believe.
There's rumours that he's looking to relocate to Australia permanently.
Mm.
And then finally, it was a bit of an odd choice. We didn't really understand why people kept DMing us this, but this bloke.
G'day, I'm Russell Coit.
I mean, that's the thing. I do understand. I understand because, I mean, we all love Russell Coit, you know, all Aussie adventures, obviously played by Glenn Robbins. Surprise, surprise, he was a fictional character, guys.
People weren't messaging us Glenn Robbins, they were messaging us Russell Coit.
But I think the reason we're confused is because, I mean, when you're looking for the top of the food chain, the very tippy top, Russell Coit isn't the first person that comes to mind. But maybe he should be.
Well, but the other thing is too, like, we're Aussies, you know, we're filling in over the summer break. There probably isn't anyone, celebrity-wise, more Aussie than Russell Coit.
No, you're so right. Perfect for Christmas.
Because he was in the news recently. Remember that girl got bitten by a snake, and then she said, the only way I survive is because of the tips from Russell Coit.
All Aussie adventures.
So, I've got heaps of Instagram messages. If you do want to get involved, you can head on Instagram at Jimmy Nath. At the moment, on Instagram, the clubhouse leader is Russell Coit. Second is Zac Efron, and Beyonce coming in third.
All right, let's go to Liz from the Central Coast. Hi, Liz. Who should we get on the show?
Oh, Russell Coit for sure. He'd just be entertaining. The other ones are a bit meh. Like, what are they going to talk about? Russell Coit's exciting.
You're so right. Russell Coit.
Yeah, I didn't think about that, Liz, because if we did manage to get Beyonce, like, she's not going to give us
heaps
much
of time.
She?
Oh, yeah. Okay, guys. Got to go. Bye. Oh, that was exciting.
Oh, my God. We've already had Beyonce on the show. Wow, Liz. You do. All right. Let's go to Dylan. Dylan from the Central Coast as well. Dylan, who should we get on the show, mate?
The one and only Russell Coit, mate.
Russell Coit as well.
Dill's right, yeah.
Okay.
Is there any reason why you want Russell Coit, Dylan?
Oh, mate, he is a god among Australians.
Would you call him an Australian A-lister, Dil?
100%. If not, he is platinum level.
Oh, he's above A-lister. Okay, would you say that he 100%. sits above Beyonce and Zac Efron?
100%. I reckon he'd run rings around him.
All right, that's two. That's two votes, Russell Coit.
I put up an Instagram story, and a lot of people say Russell Coit. I was surprised, but the phones are always leaning that way.
All right, let's go down to Tasmania. Sharon from Tasmania. Sharon, who should we get on the show?
Definitely Russell Coit.
Russell Coit.
He's an Aussie icon, guys.
No, he is. You're right.
I'm not mad about it. As I was mentioning earlier, I want to land a big fish, but I want to make sure we're landing the fish that everyone wants to.
We wanted Australia to be happy with it. Yeah. Okay, so
who would not want Russell Coit?
No, you're so right. Well, maybe the thing is because we were thinking, Jim, that we wanted somebody to go for your Beyonce, your Zac Efron, Chris Hemsworth, Meghan Markle. You know that. But in our own backyard, we have Russell Coit.
Well,
someone we know and love.
The reason we came up with the top three was they were the most popular responses. We got plenty. There were some Hemsworths in there, but the top three was definitely Beyonce, Zac Efron, and the three of us, you, me, and producer Grace sat down yesterday, and we went, there's a lot of Russell Coit in here. And again, this morning, more love for Russ.
All right, so the decision is going to be made tomorrow who we're going to try and get on. The big fish we're going to try and land for the next 3 weeks. But, I mean,
Clubhouse leader is definitely Russell Coit. As I mentioned, it is on our Instagram, at Jimmy Nay, so you can DM us and let us know. And we will make a decision on tomorrow's show. But right now, yeah, it might be Russ.
Well, Russell, if you're listening, make it easy for us. 13, 10, 16. Jim, we're just talking about it, of course, 2020, let's be honest, been pretty average.
Yeah, it's not up there in my favourite years that I've been on this planet.
No, COVID has been obviously making for a pretty average Christmas so far. We've been talking about it. The last couple of days, of course, the cluster breakout in Sydney's northern beaches. You just mentioned it, Jim, up to 83. We had 15 new cases come out yesterday, but a huge amount of people getting tested, which is awesome.
Yeah,
hat off to the people of the northern beaches in Sydney.
Yeah, anywhere really. Like wherever you're listening to the show, if you've, go get yourself tested. It's always better to be safe than sorry.
Now, of course, this resulted in premiers closing their borders to New South Wales, in WA, South Australia, down in Tassie, Queensland, all closed pretty quickly, of course, to reduce the risks to their own states. But unfortunately, this has meant that many Christmas plans have been foiled, with people having to either immediately turn around once they reach a destination or not be able to go at all. I did mention yesterday on the show this exact thing happened to my aunt and uncle and my little cousin driving down to New South Wales from Queensland, found out the borders closed as they arrived in Sydney. They were there for 8 hours, saw my grandmother, turned around and went straight back up to Queensland just to make it in time for 1 a.m. this morning before the borders closed.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah, look, I mean, it sucks. It really, really does suck. But I guess the positive thing, at least, in your example, is that you're... auntie and uncle got to see grandma.
Well, they got to see them. You know what I mean?
All right, love you. See you. Bye. The worst Christmas cracker. Bang. Dad joke. Why does a golfer take an extra pair of underwear? Get a hole in one. Great to see you.
And the thing is, my cousin's only 12, 13 years old. And I used to hate long, drives that long. Like, it's probably a 10, 11 hour trip down from Queensland to Sydney's heart. And to be there for 8 hours and to turn around only to do another 11 hour trip, I just said to my cousin, I was like, make sure Uncle Cam and Auntie Millie pay for your flights next time, because screw this driving business. What a waste of time. You know what I mean? To be there for 8 hours.
Must be nice. And just tell them to take the private chopper down to New South Wales.
Only. Yeah. But here's what I want to ask. 13, 10, 60. This is obviously going to happen to a lot of people. Probably has already, if it hasn't already. Did you have to turn around immediately? Did you have to turn around immediately? Either you were coming to New South Wales, you were leaving New South Wales, and you had to get back because of all the closures.
Yeah, whether it be, you're flying up from Tassie, flying from Melbourne, South Australia, West Australia, Queensland, wherever it is, driving, flying, whatever. Did you have to turn around? I know apparently on Sunday flights were chaos around the country because people were cancelling their flight or trying to get in or get out before, borders did just go bang.
Or maybe you know somebody. Maybe there's a family member who was supposed to come and visit you, or you're supposed to go and visit them, and you couldn't.
Yeah.
You couldn't, obviously, because of all the lockdowns. Had to turn around.
Call us if your plans have been ruined by this. That's the sucky part. In Christmas, we want to hang out with our loved ones, our family, our friends, and... because two people want to go slap the pokies at the RSL.
As I said yesterday, they're better off one, mate, because no one else did. All right, 13, 10, 60, jump on the phones right now. Did you have to turn around immediately because of COVID? Or do you know somebody who had to turn around immediately? Jim, we're just talking about 131060. Did you have to turn around? Did you have to turn around immediately because of all the COVID restrictions? Of course, all the states around the country have closed to New South Wales because of the cluster in the Northern Beaches, which is just ruining Christmas plans all over the place.
Yeah, I usually like to go home when my parents are in Gundawindi. It's on the border of Queensland and New South Wales on the Queensland side. You know, that won't be happening because of the borders being shut.
No.
I mean, look, I probably wasn't going to drive up this Christmas. So, you know, Mum and Dad, it's the coronavirus border thing. I'm sorry.
Well, we'll just say my auntie and uncle, they were coming down from Queensland into New South Wales, unable to do so, had to turn around. Well, they got here, had to turn around after 7 hours and go all the way back to make the closure at 1 a.m. this morning. Producer Grace, your partner.
Yeah, my partner, Diana, she hopped on the Spirit of Tasmania to come up to Sydney to see her family. Has just arrived in Melbourne, is actually going, you know what? Actually, I think I might just turn around, hop back on the Spirit, go back down.
That's two long boat trips for not much reward.
Because the other thing is with, you know, I guess we get a better idea today with case numbers because there was 15 in New South Wales.
Yeah.
It's really going to affect everyone in the greater Sydney area if it goes into a hard lockdown. I know the Northern Beaches are. I mean, they can't go outside to exercise. Food.
Well, I know something Gladys said, and this is to greater Sydney as well, is that unless your business has proper processes in place, don't open at all. So we're talking like COVID check-ins and that kind of stuff, procedures in place. Unless you have those sorted out, do not open.
Yeah, I think your partner, Diana Grace, might be the same way I'm with my mum and dad. Like, oh, yeah, babe, got to turn around and go back. There's borders.
Yeah. All right, Jenna from Wagga. Hi, Jenna. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Going all right, Jenna. Did you have to turn around?
No, my daughter's flights are probably going to be cancelled for the second time, so she's not going to go get to see her dad or meet her little brother.
Oh, so where are they trying to get to, Jenna?
We're in Wagga, New South Wales, like regional, very regional.
Mm.
Super far away from any case.
Beautiful part of the world, Wagga, though.
Yeah, definitely. It's gorgeous. And she's going to Cairns, but I think the issue will be is that she flies into Brisbane.
Yeah, when was the flight supposed to be?
She was supposed to go in September, so it obviously got cancelled then, and she's supposed to go on the 3rd of January. So.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jenna.
She's only 11, so she's a bit devastated. So.
And who was she going to see?
Her dad.
Oh.
It's just so, that's the heart. And the worst part for that is it's not the first time. Your daughter's second time.
Yep, and it's really hard to explain to a child that they just can't go.
Well, like, Jenna,
has that been, Jenna, the hardest part, I guess, trying to explain to you?
100%.
Yeah, like how do you have that conversation?
Because she understands a bit, but she just really doesn't get it because she's like, we've got none here. And even the COVID hotline lady was like, what's the issue? And I was like, well, we're from Wagga. And she's like, but you have no cases there. And I was like, yeah. She's like, where is she going? And I was like, Cairns? Mm-hmm. And she's like, they have no cases there. And I was like, yeah, she stopped in Brisbane. And she went, oh, damn it. It's just, yeah, it's really, really hard. Like, she just doesn't really understand it. She's like, but we have none here and there's none there, so why can't I just go?
Yeah,
like,
of course. Very hard to understand.
And her dad's out on, like, this remote farm as well, so it's like she's not even near anyone. Like, she won't be near anyone.
Yeah, it's just that stopover point that really...
Yeah, it's really frustrating.
Oh, Jenna, I'm so sorry. Well, from the bottom of our hearts, best of luck, and we hope she gets to go and see her dad at some point, okay?
Hopefully this lockdown gets it under... control.
Yeah, if you're listening to the show, just do the right thing.
Like, yeah, do it for Jenna and her daughter.
Perfect
please,
example.
Just stay home. It's not hard.
It's not hard. Stay home. There's plenty of stuff on TV, on Netflix. Just watch that. We're gonna call the glass of grace.
Grace. Hey, Grace.
Really love it if you didn't do that. Ed Sheeran has dropped a surprise new single called Afterglow.
Oh, he can do no wrong. Just listen to him. Listen to his tone.
Yeah, we're listening. How
about that rhyme?
What? No and glow?
Mm-hmm. Clever.
Let's fade him out.
We're
probably going to play a lot of this song over the next couple of days.
Oh, so beautiful.
I think I'm with you in this camp, Producer Grace.
Yeah.
Nate, you're probably favourite artist.
Huge
Ed Sheeran
fan.
How many times have you seen Ed live?
Five live, yeah.
God, I feel like that's...
too much.
Five too many.
No. He is the king.
I get Ed Sheeran. Like,
yeah,
he's quite popular.
Get it.
Just...
very talented. Not just not my thing. Cup of tea. Not my thing.
Everything's very same, you know what I mean?
Oh, mate, he's 100% my cup of tea. You know, he's the cup of tea and the biscuit that comes with it for me. You know?
So this is his first new song in over a year. He posted online with a caption, "It's not the first single from the next album. It's just a song I love and I hope you love it too. Enjoy, have a safe and happy festive break and New Year's. Back to Dadland for me now. Ciao, X."
Guys, I've got goosebumps. I've got to hear it again.
You've heard 4 seconds of it.
Listen to it.
Look, it's quite nice.
He's a dad now.
Do you remember, Grace? Give me goosebumps. Not like Lady Gaga does. What do I remember?
There must be something wrong with me. No one gives me goosebumps.
Come over here, mate. I'll tick you on the back of your neck.
Nah, not even that. Only one. Do you remember when he released Shape of You and Castle on the Hill at the same time?
Oh, yes.
He released two singles.
Yeah.
But in the lead up, he released a teaser of them on Instagram. There was about 10 seconds or something
it
of them.
It was the words of them.
With like a bit of the beat.
Yeah.
Grace, Nath, you didn't know us at that point of our lives. Nath listened to them on repeat. He
but
just had the
just little teasers.
Just the 5 second grabs.
And he was going, sitting next to me, we're in the office, and he goes, "Ah, goosebumps."
And remember when they came into
the Shape of You bit was just the doom, 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 doom. And he just listened to that on replay.
Castle on the Hill made me cry when it first came out.
It did not make you cry.
It made
me cry,
mate.
He weeped up a bit and he goes,
"I did.
So about this song." Nath weeped up to Castle on the Hill.
Yeah.
That's the saddest
And now
thing
I hate
ever.
It. And now I hate it.
Oh, I thought you loved Ed Sheeran.
I know I love Ed Sheeran. I just don't like that song now. I'm over it.
Because it makes you remember.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I'm not over. Listen to it.
This sounds like all the others.
No, it doesn't.
I feel like I've already heard it.
Yeah.
Mate, to the trained ear.
Oh, why are you crying?
Huh?
Why are you crying?
Oh, I don't know, because I just love him. And I got goosebumps. I got everything. There's so much happening to me now. Jim, everyone deserves a nickname, would you agree?
Certainly, mate.
Absolutely, which is, really, it's un-Australian. It's un-Australian not to have a nickname. It's part of our culture.
Yeah, you know? Either your name gets short and long, you did something silly when you were younger. There's a whole bunch of ways to get nicknames, but everyone needs one.
Well, sometimes your nickname has an explanation that just takes too long and you just never tell people. And from then on, you're just known as Oyster.
Yeah, you know? Well, your name's Tubes. And you're not, it's like Tubes, not your name. How do you get that?
Now, because everyone in the country deserves a nickname, Jim, it's why we play this. A nickname, a nickname. We can give one to you, say. Would I love you to give me a nickname? Yes, 131060, it is very simple. Do you want a nickname? Whether you've got one or you don't have one, we will ask you a few questions to get to know you. And we'll both Jimmy and myself, Nath, will create a nickname for you. Now, you don't have to take it. If you don't want. It's completely up to you.
Yeah.
You know?
We'll just ask a series of questions and then we can give you something. Yeah. As Nate said, you might have a nickname and...
But we could come up with a better one for
you. Yeah, maybe you're over it. Maybe you've had the nickname for a while and you want a new one. Because the thing about a nickname is you can't give one to yourself.
No, you can't. I tried to do that. I've told you my story when I tried to do that in grade 6. I tried to go... My last name is Roy, Nathan Roy. I tried to go with Roy Boy. I even made my Hotmail account, royboy@hotmail.com. Still active, guys, if you want to flip me an email. It just didn't take
Isn't
off.
Royboy 69?
No, you keep adding the 69 on the end.
It just seems like something you
no,
do.
No, I think I was Nathan Roy 69 at Gmail afterwards.
That's what I'm talking about.
But 131060, jump on the phones right now. We're very good at coming up with nicknames for people. A lot of our friends, Jim, we've given them the nicknames that they go by.
Yes, certainly have. We've had great success in the nickname giving. So we just want to extend that out to everyone else because everyone, that's the thing, you may have a nickname, but if you're not happy with it, that's okay. We'll find one that you can be happy with.
Absolutely. We'll get to know you as well. We're not just going to pull out of thin air. We will ask you a few questions about yourself, your likes, your dislikes, that kind of thing, and then we will cleverly craft a nickname for you, which the best bit about is you don't have to take. But
No. There's Nathan and I will both give you suggestions. So you'll have two options. You can take one of them, you know, or you just don't have to take any of them.
All right. 131060, if you want a nickname, if you need a nickname, give us a call. We'll take your calls next. Yeah, Jimmy, it is our quest to ensure all the people of Australia, or as many as we can, have a nickname. Because you need a nickname.
You certainly do, mate. And over this time of year, you know, you're catching up with family and friends, maybe people you haven't seen all year, because it's been a difficult year. How good would it be to rock up at Christmas and go, "Hey, guys, my new nickname is..."
Bang, there you go. And then from then on out, you are known as that.
And then someone goes, "Hey, you can't decide your own nickname." And then you go, "No, I didn't. I called the Jimmy and A Show and they gave me one."
Absolutely. So how this works is we'll find out about you. We'll both give you a nickname. You do not have to take it if you don't want to, but it's completely up to you. All right, let's go to Kylie from Wagga. Hey, Kylie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Going all right, Kyles. Do you have a nickname already?
We've just said it pretty much, Kyles or Kylesa.
Kyles, yeah, Kylesa. It's a classic, just a shortening Kyles of the name.
Yeah, you're looking for something a little bit more, Kylie?
Yeah, let's go adventurous, eh?
Let's go adventurous. Well, Kylie, tell us something. What's something interesting about you?
I'm a bit boring, really. I'm just
okay. Okay. When you,
I'm just between shifts at work at the moment.
Okay. What do you
the
do for
only
work?
Thing I can I do disability.
Okay. Disability. Yeah.
Okay. What about something? Have you got something adventurous? You said you want an adventurous nickname.
Well, you said the only thing you have. What's the only thing you have, Kylie?
The only interesting fact is I've lived in 43 homes in 53 years.
That's wow.
A lot of moving.
Wow. So new houses, living in different houses all the time.
Yeah, move around a lot.
That is interesting.
All right. What about adventurous? What's the most adventurous thing you've done, Kylie?
The most, I tell you, I'm boring. Probably just paragliding.
Oh, that is not boring at all, Kylie.
That was fun.
Kylie, have you ever, just a random question, just obviously working on your nickname here, have you ever seen the movie Grease?
The movie which?
Grease.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a fan of the people in that movie?
Love it.
Okay, great.
Fan of the movie Batman?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Yeah.
I reckon
I'm just trying to figure some stuff out.
No, we're just trying to figure some out to make a nickname work for you, Kylie. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I reckon I'm ready, Jim. I reckon I've got a nickname for Kylie.
Have you got something?
I'm excited.
I've got something. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay, well, based off the fact that she's lived in so many different houses and she loves the movie Grease, including the characters in it, I'm going to go with Olivia Newton House. Kylie liked it.
It's a bit long, isn't it?
It's long, but if you say it really quick, you know.
What about O-N-H?
O-N-H. Okay, O-N-H. And what does that? Yeah, what does that stand for? Olivia Newton House, because I live in New House.
Oh, my God, I get it now, yeah.
Oh, you didn't get it before, so why did you laugh, Kylie?
I just thought it was really unusual.
Oh, yeah, that's what I do. Nath, you're very unusual, aren't you?
All right, well, Kylie, I've got one for you as well. The thing that really stood out to me was you said you lived in 43 homes in 53 years, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a lot of homes. So when I think homes, I think Katie Holmes, very famous actress.
Oh, good one. Mm-hmm.
Katie Holmes was in the original Batman Begins movie, which Kylie said she was also a fan of.
Mm.
But my favourite Katie Holmes film is the 2014 film The Giver.
Oh, it's a classic.
Now, Katie also works for disability, so she is a giver. She gives her time and an energy to that. So my nickname for you, Kyles, is The Giver.
The Giver. What do you reckon, Kylie?
I'm torn between the two.
No, you don't have to pick either.
Oh, good. Okay.
You don't want either.
You can say no to both.
No to both, or you can pick one. Kylie, what do you want to do?
Can I use both depending what mood I'm in?
I mean, that's against the rules, but who cares? Okay. Throw the rule book out the window. There you go, Kylie. You got yourself two nicknames. Congratulations.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll see you later, The Giver.
Well, let's go to Candy from Victoria. Righto, Candy. Do you have a nickname already?
I do. Unfortunately, it's Candida.
Candida.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is your nickname.
with my family, yes.
With your family. All right. Candy, is there anything exciting about you? What do we need to know about you?
Well, I'm a mum. I used to be a DJ and I've lived in four countries.
Wow, four countries. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like to do on your weekend, Candy? You got a bit of spare time. What do you do?
Well, in my spare time, which is never on the weekend because I work in aged care, I like spending time with my son. We do lots of outdoorsy things, swimming. We love camping. What else do we like doing? Going to the movies. Just your usual stuff that most people enjoy doing.
Heaps of stuff. Okay. All right.
Actually, we enjoy playing cards as well, my son's saying.
Playing cards.
Yeah, we play cards, the two of us.
Play cards.
What card game do you play?
We play a rummy.
Rummy. I love rummy.
And he's 9, and I've taught him how to play it, but I've taught him so well that he can actually kick my butt.
Okay. Candy, you know, you have given us so much information, so much so, we need to go to a song. What we're going to do, Candy, we're going to go to a song just so we have enough time to cover all this stuff off in your in your nickname, okay?
All right.
Stay there.
You.
When we come back, what everyone's been waiting for, Candy's nickname, options, what are they going to be? You'll hear it. Candy, you still there?
I am.
Now, Candy, we just found out a lot about you. We found out you used to be a DJ. You like playing cards. You like camping.
You're a mum. You've lived in four countries. You've taught your son to play rummy and win. He's 9 years old.
So, Candy, before we get out of here, we did make you a promise, and that promise was that you'll get a nickname each from Jimmy and I, which you don't have to take if you don't want.
Okay.
But Jim, have you got a nickname for Candy?
Yeah, I can go first. Yeah. Candy, you tell me a lot about yourself. I do love Rummy. It's a fun game. And for those that don't know, the basic goal in any form of Rummy is to build Mels, which consists of sets. Now, when I think sets, I also think DJ. When I think DJ Candy used to be a DJ. Mm. When I think DJs, I think of my favorite female DJ, which is Alice in Wonderland.
Mm-hmm.
When I think Wonderland, I think wonderful. Candy is wonderful. She also works in aged care. So my nickname for you, Candy, is Wonder.
Oh, that's interesting. I like that.
Interesting is always a good describing word, isn't it, for a nickname? Wonder. It's good. It's
good. Because people want to know more. Well, how'd you get Wonder as a nickname?
Mine is much more simple for you, Candy. I mean, going off the fact that you like to play cards and that you used to be a DJ, are you aware of the famous DJ Martin Garrix?
Yes.
So, and I'm assuming your favourite suit in the cards is the heart.
It is now.
It is, yeah, absolutely, because I want to give you...
She's playing along, I like that.
Yeah, good, that's what I wanted from you, Candy, because the nickname I've got for you is Heart and Garrix.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, it's clever. Would you call it interesting, Candy?
Yes, it is. Mate, I like
Candy,
it. I like where that went.
Candy's saying anything. You'd ask her anything. Candy, can I have $10?
I like where you went with that. Good one.
Okay, $10 where she draws a line.
Right, all right, Candy, we need you to make a decision now. Do you want either of those nicknames? Do you want none?
I'm going to go with the first one.
Oh, Wonder.
I'm on the board.
There you go, Candy.
That's Jimmy. One for Jimmy. You're welcome, Wonder. I hope you enjoy your nickname.
Well, speaking of Wonder, he's still wondering if he's going to get 10 bucks from Candy, but she's already said no to that, so...
Well, you called her Candy, mate. Her nickname's obviously Wonder.
Oh, yeah, sorry, that's my fault. I'm not getting 10 bucks. Righto, that is it for us. We'll see you tomorrow. Another round of Summer Breakfast, Jim. Would you like to say the thing?
Adios, Australia.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.